can't keep in my life.
you to an orange grove. Get away from the kitchen stove. Take you anywhere you wanna go. Anyway, I know you love to rove. Ooh, it's a holiday. Ooh, holiday.
I wanna take you to a foreign. Push your head in the foreign sand. Push you into the ocean and watch you swim back to land.
Ooh, it's a holiday. Ooh, holiday.
Thank you. Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Pretty Little Lies from Gretchen Shea in the Middle Eight, and before that, Saving Chelsea from Charming Arson. Before that, Holiday from Lovesick with Terry Palmer, and we started that block off with Money from Mercy Lago. And now we have some folks from the Midnight Creatives Collective. We have Spelfi and Eleanor.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to WMFO.
Thank you for having us. Saying it at the same time. Sometimes we have the same brain. It's crazy.
Aren't you supposed to say Jinx or something?
Oh, yeah, we should have said Jinx.
At least you're wearing very different clothes, so that's cool. So you're not like twins or anything.
No.
Just twins in the brain or something.
Mostly when we're stoned.
So let's talk about the Midnight Creatives Collective. How did that start?
Sure. So we started it, unfortunately, after a friend of ours passed away, someone who is a really very big influential person in the music community where we live in Nashua, New Hampshire. His name was Steve Bork. And he did lots of different underground music nights at his home and had lots of different musicians and would always have like an after party after the clubs closed down. And after he passed, we felt like there was a big gap that we needed to maybe help fill. So we decided to do that. And it had always been Spelfi's and my dream to put together some sort of a music venue in a place in a community where people could, you know, come and be part of it and be part of the underground music scene in Nashua. And we don't have a venue there, so we decided to create our own.
Yeah, I got the inspiration. I threw a concert for my birthday party, and I had a lot of bands, and it was really successful. I had 85 people show up to celebrate my birthday. And I was like, I really want to do this more, but I don't want to have to pay for a venue. I want to be able to pay my bands. And so I was like, I need to start my own venue. And we both also had the idea of starting an intentional community, a collective of creatives. And so after Steve died, a few days after my birthday, I got the news and I wasn't handling it well. And I was like, I need to be around friends. Can somebody come pick me up or spend the night? Eleanor was like, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just talking about these things, the dreams that we both have. And I was like, all right, so let's do this together then. Like, why wait? Let's do it.
And I've always, been a very good, kind of a go-getter. So I just kind of made it happen and started it. I was like, all right, we're just going to do it. And, you know, there was obviously forethought and planning involved, but I've managed bands for the last 25 years and I've been in the music industry for a long time, so I kind of felt like I knew what I was doing for the most part. So we just started doing it, and it's been, you know, pretty incredible the response that we've gotten. We're only on our third show this week, and so Saturday will be our third show, and people are starting to find out about us. There's a lot of interest. We've been asked from like across different states, people to want to play at our venue. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, like every day we get contacted by another new band all over. We have like Ohio. We had one in, I think, Arizona that contacted me. We've had, what was it?
Yeah, there's bands from Pennsylvania. In June, we have a band traveling up from Pennsylvania and Connecticut. So More in the Light from Connecticut and Almost Honest is coming up from Pennsylvania. And then later on in August, we're going to have some other bands coming out from Canada. So it's kind of fascinating how quickly things can take off. There's a real need for it.
Yeah, at our last show on the 27th, one of the bands had played three nights in a row, different shows. They had played at two other larger venues that have been well established in the area for a while. And they said by far that our venue was the best that they had played. And we literally just opened. So, and then I told them we compensate our musicians. Even if nobody comes in the door and pays a cover, we still pay you out of pocket. We have a green room. We provide dinner. We provide drinks. Just the hospitality is great. We take care of our bands, and the word spread really quick. I had when I told people, I was like, even if nobody shows up, you still get paid. Mm-hmm. One of the guys was like, yeah, people are going to hear about this really quickly. This is where it's going to spread like wildfire.
We largely do it for the love of the music.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Knowing how musicians have had to kind of struggle and get, you know, fight the system to get a decent amount of pay when they leave a venue for the night. You know, I've had musicians walk away with $7, and it's, to me, ridiculous. And yeah, I mean, I work a full-time job, and I'm willing to pay out of pocket just because I want live music to be fairly compensated for.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people aren't compensating people. These people are going on the stage, and they are sharing a piece of their soul, and people are consuming this and enjoying part of that, and we feel like they should be compensated for that. So whether it's I buy you a drink, I pay for the cover, I buy some of your merch, sell the tickets so that way you get paid for this performance. You know, people need to support the arts, support the artists, support the musicians.
So tell me more about the collective aspect of the collective.
So the collective is the Midnight Creatives Collective is going to be the nonprofit arm so that we can eventually raise funding and get grants so we can support underground musicians. And by underground musicians, I mean anybody that doesn't really fulfill that, you know, pop or, you know, popular genre kind of thing, more like, you know, the subcultures. So we're trying to make sure that these voices are heard within our community. Because we live in Nashua, New Hampshire, which has an overabundance of talent. It is crazy how many or how much talent we have up in that small little city up in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. I know so many people that are in bands in the area, and it's crazy. It's like, you guys are amazing, and there are no venues
and
for you guys to play.
And they built a giant performance center that doesn't include any of us. And they know it. The whole city knows that there's a real need for the underground bands and musicians and artists to be supported. So they actually reached out to us, the city alderman reached out to us to see if there's some sort of a partnership that we could have and help them to try to, you know, fill that gap that they know is there. So I'm going to eventually be on the arts commissioner to hope that we have a voice in the larger city community.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because like one thing that happened with, there's this festival that's in Boston that's been going for a few years now called Boston Calling.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some Boston musicians that said, well, you know, there's none of us are in this, so why don't we do our own like competing event? And then the organizers of Boston Calling got word of that, and now every year they have Boston based artists like on every every stage.
Yeah, it's important, especially when it's being called Boston Calling, for sure.
Yeah, so like a bunch of people thought, you know, that was kind of absurd that there weren't any Boston artists, yeah. And that was, I guess, you know, put to their attention in the right way, and they really did fix it. And I know a bunch of people that have been able to play that. So, you know, people will listen if you know, because a lot of times people that are organizing something that's kind of bigger, they don't necessarily notice or even know about the local talent. And if they can be kind of clued in on that in a you know, in a good way.
Yeah, and that, you're right. They probably don't really know, because the Performing Arts Center really does cater to a different demographic. It's not catered to people who would go to a dive bar. It's catered to people who have money to spend on, you know, higher ticketed performances. And that's fine. That's fair. Totally, you know, think that's great. But we also know that there's a whole other, you know, kind of scene there that is a little grittier and edgier, and that's what we kind of we're lucky to be able to open up our space and have these shows, because it's really an old mill building that was built in the 1900s, and we have artists and musicians that rent space there. And then the band Dead Harrison has been very generous and opened up their much larger space and turned it into, you know, music space for those nights that we have Terminus.
Mm-hmm.
So the Midnight Creatives Collective is the nonprofit arm. Then we have Terminus, which is the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And within that, Spelfi has a clubhouse podcast studio where people come and talk with her and do podcasting. And I have a business bar where I help musicians and artists get a leg up in the music industry and understand how to become a professional. So that's the things that we're doing within the Midnight Creatives Collective to engage different levels of artists and musicians. So you could be a beginner, true beginner, knowing nothing, and we can teach you the ropes. I actually went to school at Berkeley for music business, and so I bring a lot of that background in to teach people, you know, both experienced and not experienced, to how to, you know, kind of navigate this crazy scene we have.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, all of those aspects all at the same time. I've never heard of anything that well thought out and that kind of multidimensional. It's really cool.
Thank you. We were working on the business plan in 2019, my partner Andre from Dead Harrison and I, and we had envisioned something, but we didn't really have like a full breadth of what it could be. And then the pandemic happened. So that business plan just sat until Steve passed away. And then suddenly we realized the community we were looking for was literally right in front of our face. All the musicians that we wanted to be part of our community, we just needed to engage them in a way that they could, you know, feel part of something. And I guess what we have is pretty special.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of all the things that we've accomplished in such a short amount of time.
Like I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, yeah, it started off as a little snowball on top of a really big mountain that's steep, and the snowball is gaining speed very quickly and getting big very quickly.
Yeah.
So do you guys have people doing videography at your events?
That's what we're working on. We have people that want to do it and want to learn to do it, and then we have some other people who are skilled at doing it, so we're trying to make collaborative connections so that we have, you know, people who can educate people that are just coming up. And we can have, like, multiple people able to do that kind of a job and fill in.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, because one thing with videos that's hard to do when it's kind of, like, smaller events is having multiple cameras and being able to edit from multiple cameras. Mm-hmm. But that's how you get really professional-looking video, is being able to use multiple cameras. And if you have kind of newer people starting out, they can bring their cameras, and then the people who are good at editing and stuff, they can help people learn that. So
definitely,
that'd be really cool.
We want to do a lot of that. I was very lucky early in my career, and I'm sure, I don't know if you remember her, but Anderson Marr. She was my mentor.
She was
in music.
A big friend of this station and this show.
Absolutely, and we truly miss her. And I feel like I at this point in my career can bring that level of mentorship that she gave to me to other young and budding musicians and people that want to be in the music industry. And I think it's really kind of fun and rewarding to be able to at this point give back of all of the things that I've learned through trial and error. And now we just do smooth things. And we have a show coming up this Saturday with the band that you guys just heard, Conduit, and Nova Koi from New Hampshire. And I was actually contacted by the band Haitian, who's on tour from upstate New York, because we're friends with Rick Horton, who does a lot in the local metal scene up in that area. So they reached out, and they had had a double booking at the Strand, and they said, hey, can you help us out? And we did. We accommodated them. So we do rescue shows sometimes, but we mostly try to do, like, bi-monthly shows for, mm-hmm. you know, a couple different genres, because there's so much talent. We're just trying to fill everything in.
Yeah, we started off thinking that we were going to do just one show a month. And then we were like, okay, now we have to do these rescue shows because people are being double booked at venues and they have no place to play. So, you know, they need some place to play. We'll open the doors to them. It's a small little DIY venue, but hey, you're getting to play, you're getting paid, it's not a wash. And then we realized there are too many genres to only have one show a month. And then we had so many people contacting us like, hey, when can we play? What do we have to do to get into play? Like, I had people are like, hey, if I send you a CD, you know, so we're going to have to actually start listening to a lot of different bands because we're not going to be able to have all of them play this year.
So yeah, we're already rolling into next year.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already started looking into what's going to be playing next year as well as this year. It's crazy.
And I'm just looking at the kind of the flyer or poster or whatever for the show. It's really well done.
Yes, that was the band Haitian. They designed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we either give them the option of doing their own or we can create the flyer for them. And so that's another collaborative effort. You know, people who have talent that are, you know, artistic talent and want to use it, they can do that. And we just like to make sure that everyone's able to explore all the talents that they have and utilize them. We like to say it's almost like communism. We want everybody to do what they're good at and get paid for it.
I wouldn't say that's exactly communism.
No, it's not exactly communism. It's my version.
Well, that's really cool. And thank you guys for coming into WMFO to talk to us.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, so we also have another show next weekend as well on May 18th, and we have three bands. We have Whalum Park out of Massachusetts. We have Greenwood Fire, also out of the Boston area, and Sunset Electric out of the Nashua area, and they're really great bands. Sunset Electric actually played at my birthday. I love those mm-hmm. guys.
Yeah, they're really great.
I call them my boys. They're awesome. They called me band mom one time. Mm-hmm. It was funny. But so we're also going to do like a little cookout beforehand. If you want to like come before the show, come and chill out and eat with us and meet the band and then enjoy some music later on in the evening.
And shows are always 21 plus. It's usually BYOB. And it's $15 entry, and that way we can pay the bands fairly. And just follow us on Facebook. We're on all the social medias, and we would just love to see more faces out at our shows.
All right. Thanks a lot, Midnight Creatives Collective.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Doesn't look so great. Get him a doctor. Get him a priest. Get him mommy's little helper to get him through days like these. Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be?
And a voice in the back of the room is saying, are you not entertained? Who'd you rather be? Who'd you rather be? You make it sound so desperate. Make it sound so desperate, yeah. You make it sound so desperate.
Maybe it comes to you like a prayer. Oh,
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard How Can I Resist You from the Chelsea Curve. Before that, The Romantic from Girl with a Hawk. Before that, Red from Rose Guerin. And before that, So Desperate from Salem Wolves, a brand new track. And now we're going to hear something from The Family Township.
I asked her something at the end of the night. Did she answer? late. Maybe she won't have an answer. Maybe it's out of my head. Tonight just may be a dry run left unsaid. I think I asked her something at the end of the night. I think I wished for something at the end of the night. I can see you've been hanging out with Charlie. I can tell 'cause your eyes dance in your head. And I ask you if you love him, you say hardly. But then you always wake up in his bed. I tried to tell her, but she said she got no friends. Yeah, she's under the spell of a shady incel. She said, drop me off at Charlie's and I never ever saw her again. Again, 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 oh.
And when you see Charlie, tell him that I'm on my way. And when you see Charlie, such a nice guy, he's got cash. He's such a nice guy, he's such a nice guy, such a nice guy. He gave her his stash. Hey, did you hear what happened to Laura? Charlie lost another friend. Yeah, they found her face down in the water. And it's no coincidence it happened again. Yeah, it happened again.
And when you see Charlie, tell him that I'm on my way. And when you see Charlie,
when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Charlie from Detention. Before that, End of the Night from The Morning Line, and before that, Cross the Line, O Andrea from The Family Township. That's Mark's wife, Mark the singer. And now we're going to hear something from Quest for Tuna.
coaster.